Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in slab yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and I hope that you're having a great afternoon. You are tuning in to our afternoon show, and of course, we've been here in the morning, and of course, this is an opportunity to restart your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, and of course, we talk about the brighter side of life and the brighter side of everything that we do in life, and of course, I am so excited to have such a great group of ladies, and of course, my gentleman here, Tom, we have Christina Nebstead in the house, in the studio.
Hello.
And how are you?
Wonderful. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. And she is the author of The Power Seat. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. And of course, Elise Wiles, she is one of our team members of the Kim Pagano Show.
Hello.
And many of you have probably already talked to her if you are a caller. And we want to give out our phone number here. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008. We want to make sure that you are getting our newsletters, and our newsletters go out every single week in your newsletter, in your email. All we have to do is get your email. So we hope that you give us permission when you call in. And we don't share your emails with anybody. We just really want to get you connected to the brighter side of life here in the 805. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. Also, we'd love for you to visit our website. That is kimpaganoshow.com. Also, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got a podcast that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we want to share anything that you have going on. If you have a business or an event in the area, we'd love to, be able to help spread the word for you. So call us so we can have you be a part of what we're doing here. We have a great show. And of course, today is Jean. How do you say it, you guys? Come on.
Oh, Francois.
Jean-Francois Harvey. Hopefully we're going to get him on, and we're going to be talking about cure back pain. And then we're going to talk also with Tara and Emily, and about the Informed Parent, a science-based resource for your child's first 4 years. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We start off with Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try their delicious meats, low smoke daily, and Hickory Wood Burning Pits located on Teal Boulevard in Westlake and Telegraph Road in Ventura. Free kids meal. You'll get that from The Habit. Delicious burgers that have become an American tradition since 1969. Freebird's World Burrito. They have your scratch-made dinner covered at Canwood Street in Agoura Hills. We also have Famous Dave's 20 Years of Texas Beef Brisket, done the right way on Seaglass Way in Oxnard. Saturday, May 7th, Access TLC Hospice Foundation is hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. Don't miss the casino games, live auction, and Southern Fashion. Also, come and check out Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga, playing April 15th through May 15th, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. April 16th brings us Champagne on Main, Spring Wine Walk, and Street Fair, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's the 400 and 500 block of Main Street in Ventura. And finally, coming up April 24th, we have the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show located at Caneo Creek North Park.
There you go. And let's start off with some chili cook-off tickets. And, of course, that is April 24th over at the Thousand Oaks. It is the Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off Classic Car Show, and of course it's located at the Caneo Creek North Park. We've got tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we want to start with a little bit of motivation. And of course, big things often have small beginnings. Mm-hmm. And so talk about, you know, sometimes we never know what the joy we're going to get from something, but we talked about never giving up, right? And you just got to kind of stay with things. It's kind of, you know, I kind of even read something the other day from one of my dear friends who's been on my show before. Have you ever met people and you're just like, oh my God, they're so nice. They're like almost like your new best friends. They're your new besties. And then all of a sudden you, you know, it's like, you don't want to give everything to them right off the bat. So you kind of want to slowly, like, kind of watch.
And ease in.
Yeah, because if something doesn't go wrong, you haven't given a lot of yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's just a slow start. And if they end up being wonderful people, you've added them to your wonderful list. So yes. It's kind of like take things really slow, but it could end up really great.
Right.
So it's kind of just a little warning, you know, because not everybody is going to be your best friend.
No.
Right.
Right. So, Tom, are we set?
We are good to go.
Okay, and welcome our first guest. And, of course, that is Jean-Francois Harvey. And, of course, we're talking about Cure Back Pain. And you've got 80 personalized easy exercises. I love easy exercises. So welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, love your accent. Okay. So,
yeah, French Canadian.
I love it. I love it. So, tell us a little bit about who you are. And is this your first book?
It was my first book. And I wrote a second one about running. And it's going to be released in English this year. It's called Run Better.
Oh, you know what's so funny? I'm so intrigued by running. I think, I don't know why, I just feel like I would love to keep running, and yet I get tired. So I don't know how, like, Tom, you're a runner.
Well, you run more to avoid getting tired. You just
so
train.
You just
you
keep,
train.
Yeah, so you just keep it's going a, yeah. and keep going, thing. And it's like a mental thing, right?
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly, you read my mind. I had Forrest Gump in my mind. But I would love to read that book, too, because I think that's so intriguing. So
yeah.
So anyways, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Elise, Tom, Christina. We've got a whole great studio ahead of us. And so we want to hear about these poor people that have back pain. I mean, that's like, it's almost like if your back hurts, there's nothing worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people have back pain. 80% of the population is going to have a back pain problem issue during their life, and 50% during a year, so that's a lot.
Did you have back pain?
I had some back pain when I was 20 years old. I was doing mountain biking, competition, so on a national level. So, yeah, a lot of stress on the back. Mm. So I experienced this, yeah.
And yeah, you beat your body up, right?
Yeah, and as an osteopath, as an osteopath, I see a lot of people coming with back pain problems. And yeah, that's a big, big, big part. And that's the center of the body, the spine.
Right.
So important.
And Jean, you are an osteopath, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an osteopath as well as a kinesiologist. I was a trainer. So yeah, I help my patients, treating them, but also giving them exercises. So for me, the exercises are very, very important for the back.
Okay, and what is a how do you say it? A kinesiologist?
Kinesiologist. It's a movement specialist trainer.
Okay.
But more specialized on rehab.
Oh, okay. So is that before we get hurt, or is that, is it after?
It's more, normally people come after the problem, but people should come in more in a prevention mode. But yeah, people act after it.
Okay.
So I wrote this book because I had often been asked by my patients, students. Also, I'm a teacher in biomechanics. And my friends and athletes to recommend a good back exercise book, but I couldn't find one that suited the needs of patients. So there's a lot of books existing only for healthcare professionals or our center on methods or exercise regimens that are currently in vogue, such as yoga or Pilates. So, but it was not very good for patients. So this book is quite my response to this need.
Jean, I know that Christina has a question for you. Go ahead, Christina.
Hi, Jean. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, you know, I was thinking as you were talking, why there's so many people with back problems and maybe getting worse. I'm interested in how you feel about this because people are sitting so much more with, you know, electronics and all the mobile devices that we just sit and. And okay, I started writing my book 4 years ago. I've never had a back problem. I'm telling you, I have battled with back problems the last 4 years. It took me 4 years to write it, but I'd never been sitting so much during that time.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have this unbelievable lower back pain, and I know it's from sitting, right? It's from not moving around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The average American consumer spends 60 hours a week consuming content across different electronic devices, and they spend a lot of time sitting doing this. So there's much more back problems relate to inactivity than relate to physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
And more than 60% of the population does not achieve the recommended level of physical activity for good health.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the proportion is growing each year. That's now a big, big issue. And it's why in my book, I speak about the Homo sittingus. It's like an evolution of the Homo sapiens.
Right.
So now it's like a new model of hominid, and it's the seated man. So the seated man or women has head bent forward, back completely hunched, shoulders rolled forward, and
we all just sat up really straight in here, Jean.
Yeah.
I know we were like, okay, let's just do our, I was at a function the other day, and this is kind of an interesting thing. I don't know if anybody else does it because she kind of brought it to my attention. Jean, I don't know if you hear us in the background or do you have a radio on?
No, I don't have a radio.
Okay. All right. We hear a little echo. Anyway, she said, do you bring your food up to your mouth or do you lean towards your food? Oh, my gosh. I don't, you know, I didn't really think about it. But now all of a sudden I'm like, I kind of like, I don't want to spill it on myself. So I lean forward, but I don't think that's really the right way.
Yeah, it depends on the posture.
I know.
People who are hands forward tend to go in the direction of their food and to have a rounded back. And normally we have to put the food in, keep an elongation of the spine. So yeah, the spine needs to be stabilized, and the key is to keep the spine straight, effortless.
Wow. And now what about having your shoulders rolled back? That's very, I mean, I don't think we all sit around like with our shoulders back, do we?
No.
That's not better. When you have your shoulders forward, people tend to counter-react by keeping their shoulders back. But when you do this, you have a lot of muscle tension between the scapula, the shoulder blade.
The shoulder blade.
So that's not better. So the goal is to keep the shoulders relaxed and to keep the spine straight. And if your spine is straight, your shoulders are going to be well aligned.
I love it. For anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with Jean-Francis Harvey, and we're talking about curing our back pain. And of course, that is his book. And I do want to, we do need to take a really quick break for our advertisers. I want to say thank you to all of them. And will you stay with us for a couple more minutes?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and of course, we'd love to do a giveaway. And if you haven't been to The Habit, oh my God, I love The Habit. I love their green beans over there. I mean, that's healthy, I think, right? But anyways,
that's about all that's
yeah, no, they've got really good salads and stuff. It's really good. Anyways, I would love to get some gift certificates, and we actually have kids. So if you are a mom, we can make you look really good, or if you are a grandparent, we can make you look really good. So we've got some free kids gift certificates, and we'd love to get those out to you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. the Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, we got so much fun in here. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I would love to have you call in and join us. And, of course, I do want to remind you of our morning shows. And, of course, those are from 6 to 8 every Saturday and then again from 2 to 3. And every other week we have our recovery show, and that is The Brighter Side of Recovery. And that recovery is from anybody that is waking up in life to something that's, a crisis in your life for couples. Families, and of course Sherry Gaba joins me on that as a co-host, and we got big things happening here on the Kim Pagano Show, so just definitely we want you to be a part of all the stuff that we have. And so we'd love to share our newsletter with you. And, of course, that newsletter is able to be gotten on our calling in. And, of course, we'd love to send that to you in your emails. So everybody's sitting up straight. Okay, we're, like, rolling our shoulders back. And, of course, we're talking with John Frances Harvey. And we're talking about Cure Back Pain. It's interesting. I already kind of feel a little bit easier. It's just like eliminating tension and reduced stress. Everybody has stress, right? Is Jean, is that why you wrote this book?
Excuse me, I didn't understand.
Oh, I said, is that why you wrote this book? Because everybody has stress and tension?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stress is a big part of back pain problems because the spine is related to the nervous system.
Mm.
And if you are stressed, your nervous system is responsible for the muscle tone, and the deepest muscles in your spine are very tight when you're stressed. So stress equal back tension always. Muscles become tight, and some muscles also become weak.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how can exercises be more efficient than medicine? A lot of people take a lot of pain pills, and so they're not really taking care of the problem. They're just masking it, correct?
Yeah, there's more and more studies that show that exercises are better for the spine, in most cases, but the severe cases. Of course, if you have herniated disc, you need some
surgery,
some medication. But for most of the problems, exercise are most effective if they are done properly and if they are done frequently. If you are doing a yoga class once a week, it's not enough.
Right. Oh, only once a week is not enough?
How often should you do it?
Yeah, how often?
Minimum 3 times a week, 4 times. Or people should do a small routine almost every day to regain the mobility of the spine. If you do strengthening exercises, you can do this like 3 times a week, 2 times a week. It's okay. But if you are working your muscle, your postures, your flexibility, your range of motion into your spine, better to do this almost every day.
Can you give us, John, a couple advices to help us with these exercises?
Yeah, the first thing is to make a decision. You have to choose. It's I will let my body become accustomed to doing nothing, or I will help my body adapt to movement. So when you choose this, normally if you choose the adaptation to movement, you have to do frequent exercise, and it's to have normally the same time every day. So if you do this like before going to sleep or waking up, and it's part of your daily habits. So that, but you have to make a decision. And it's there's a lot of people who do exercises for a couple of days, and then they feel better, and then they stop.
Yeah, but that it's like a diet, yeah, right?
That's me.
But when we feel better, it's time to continue. So to make sure back pain problems doesn't come back.
Wow. Well, I love what you're talking about. Your book looks really easy to go through, and you've got great pictures and you know, basics, really just basics to really get yourself flexible and kind of get yourself back into really into shape, correct?
Yeah. And it's there's 80 exercises, but you don't have to do everything. So there's a lot of little routines, and that lasts like 5, 10, 20 minutes or things like this. You don't have to train an hour every day to have good results.
Right.
Frequency is the key.
Wow. And, well, I love it. Where do we find your book?
Normally on it's released since like a month in the U.S.
Okay.
So it's quite new.
Okay.
But normally on Amazon and all this, you can find this.
Get it
and
everywhere. Well, John,
there's a lot of therapists who use this also.
Oh, great. Doctors. Well, I thank you so much for being a guest here on our show. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And I thank you for what you've taught of all of us right here. You know, some really great posture. So.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
You got it. All right. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I wanted to take a couple moments to talk to you, Christine, and to really just kind of find out a little bit more about interviewing. And, of course, that's what Power Seed is all about, right?
Yes.
Tell us kind of a little bit of background about yourself.
Sure. Well, first of all, I was born and raised here, so I am I'm a local girl, Southern California girl, and I have a beautiful family, two children and a husband. We've been married 25 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I spent most of my life not knowing how to communicate, struggled with weight problems, weight issues, and really very low self-esteem and very little confidence in who I was, always trying to be somebody other than myself, never thought I was good enough for anything. And so, you know, there was a point in my life where my mom stepped in. Well, you know my mom, wonderful lady.
I love her, yep.
Stepped in and said, let's get you some help. And we went to Weight Watchers and lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think you need to be in a beauty pageant. So off we went.
That is so your mom. I love it. Let's shoot for the stars, right?
Right. The worst that can happen is you land. No, wait. Shoot for the moon. The worst you can happen is you land on a star. I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
And so we did. And I won. And
really? Wow. How did I? Yeah.
It was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing was is that I really didn't know who I was at that point. I had no clue. I was kind of just saying what I thought I needed to say. And this was a whole new deal for me. And all of a sudden, I was getting some attention. But I started relying on my looks. So that's what really happened. And I never turned inward. I just kept focusing on my looks, my looks, my looks. And let me tell you, that only gets you so far. It doesn't work for you very long. And I realized that I was very powerless when I was communicating. But I was still getting attention because of how I looked. So I kind of went with it for a long time until I ended up on the stage of Miss USA with Dick Clark. And he asked me a question that I absolutely could really barely answer. It was about my weight, actually. And
do you remember the question?
I do. He said, so Miss California, have you always been this beautiful? Well, that really threw me because what do you say? Well, yes, I have. Thank you. Or no, I haven't.
How do you answer that?
I mean, it's just a... kind of floored me because I never put that on my application. Anyways, I kind of just flubbered around. You know, I was just like, well, thank you very much. And then he says, so I understand when you were young, you had a weight problem. Can you tell us how you lost the weight? I had this wonderful opportunity to share with people about my journey and how that happened. But I was really shallow at the time, and I didn't give that any thought. So I blew that opportunity on national TV to help people. And all I could think about standing there was, this is not going to win me the crown. This question does not have, it just, it isn't going to get me anywhere. And I didn't really know what to say. So I faked my way through it. Okay, to be real honest, I faked my way through it.
And it's interesting. I just had another conversation with somebody. I really honestly, I used to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess a lot of people do that. I thought I made it up, okay? Yeah. I really thought I had it all covered, you know? And then one day I remembered thinking, I want to walk authentically through this life.
Oh, my goodness. I
don't want to keep faking it till I make it. And so I started to just kind of like, you know, as probably this is going to be probably very much in line. I started to take off those covers of those things that I didn't feel great about myself or that I didn't really share with people. And like you, that opportunity to, as I do hair, you know, sitting in front of somebody, you know, you ask them what do they love about themselves and they're like, kind of like, how did you get to be so beautiful, right? It's like, oh, I don't like anything. Like, could you go on to something else? And so we need those other people to draw it out of us. And so I was like, oh, gosh, yeah. So that's where I kind of went the same route.
Right? So you understand that.
I do.
It's a really scary place to be because you're never really coming, you're never grounded in anything. And you just kind of change with the wind and you give in to feelings and you become enslaved really to everything else besides, you know, who you truly are. You can't listen, in other words. And you're compromising all the time. I found myself compromising in everything. So, end story is that night with Dick Clark changed my life, truly, because it made me realize that I don't know myself. And if I ever wanted to make an impact in anybody's life or be significant in any positive way, I couldn't do that without knowing who I was. So I set out on a goal to really find the way to know myself. What was the journey that was going to take me to be an authentic person? What is it going to take? And I just started trying to figure it out. And I started looking into my life. And I remember sitting down in my room one day and just sobbing and starting to go, okay, what are you? Who are you? What do you believe in? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your goals? What don't you like about yourself? What do you like about yourself? And I just started writing it out. And because I was Miss California and I had some connections, people were coming to me wanting me to train their daughters. But they wanted me to train their daughters for hair and makeup and how to walk on stage and pose on stage. And I knew there was something more important.
Deeper.
Yeah. I went with it and my program evolved. And it's part of my destiny, Kim. It's part of my journey. As you know so much about destiny and where our paths take us sometimes surprise us the most. But I went through a journey of figuring it out. And now I am, my purpose is to help young women mainly, those are my clients, but men too, realize who they are and how to be prepared as themselves so they're never unprepared being themselves. So they're empowered and they can empower others with the best of who they are, authentically, always.
Yeah.
First
I love
and foremost.
It. Very beautiful. I love that very
too.
Beautiful.
I bet that would build your self-confidence
yes.
too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
Wow.
Really, you don't, you know, we're all so unique and special. We don't, that needs to be enough, but we have to find out what that means first.
All right. Well, we're going to find out more about you, but I thank you so much for sharing that. We do have our next guest, and of course, we've got Tara, and I hope it's Haley, and also Emily Willingham. And of course, they're talking about the informed parent. I think this will kind of go hand in hand with what we're talking about, but a science-based resource for the child's first 4 years. And Tara and Emily, are you there?
Yes, we are.
How are you? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Yes, this is Emily.
Hi. And
hi.
Tara?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. So tell us a little bit about your book and why you both wrote it. Who wants to go first? Tara?
Yeah, I'll go. We both have very different reasons for writing it, but they overlap nicely. In my case, my children are younger. They're 2 and 5 years old. And when I had my first son, I was frustrated because I wanted to know, you know, what does the science say about this and what does the science say about that? And unfortunately, all I could find were, like, you know, the study of the week kind of things, like, you know, the latest news story saying this, and then it might be contradicted next week. And I wanted to know what all of the evidence said together. Like, I wanted a summary of the big picture, and trying to look all that up for every single thing is not only difficult, it's difficult even to find out if it's accurate, because there's just such a glut of information online that it's hard to pick out what's what. And so I went looking for a book that did that, and I didn't find one. So I wrote the book that I wished I'd had.
You know, it's funny. That's what everybody says when you can't find something, you know, you kind of make it happen. And is this your first book?
Yes.
Okay. And Emily, talk to us about how you wrote this book.
I came to it from a little bit different place from Tara, in that my children are about 10 years older than hers. And so I had been, you know, a parent for quite some time when we started writing the book, or started talking about writing the book. And to me, I was getting, I guess you probably, I mean, a lot of people run into this, the parent wars, the mommy wars, people having these tensions about, you know, are you following this philosophy or that philosophy, behaving as though there's just the one true way for things to be done, and claiming science on all sides, right? Science supports this on all, you know, whatever side you're taking, there's science to support it. And I really wanted to see a book out there that gives the science to people, and then they take it and apply it individually in a way that works best for their family, for their specific needs, for what's unique about them.
Wow. And did you both do a lot of research, or did you use the experience from just your own, both of your experience?
We did a ton of research. Tara?
Yeah, more research than I've ever done in my life. Like, imagine, like, 3 master's theses. I don't even know if I could quantify the studies. I'd have to go back through, but I know I must have looked just for, we split up the sections of the book, and just for my sections, I had to have looked at over 400 studies.
Wow. That's a lot. So question.
We do include a little bit about our own experiences, but we include them more as an opportunity to show people that there's not necessarily one quote-unquote right choice, even when you're looking at the same evidence.
So I want to start by asking you, and I opened up to something, but I'm going to go to what my, that's like the ADD in me. Okay, I got like 5 things I want to ask you. But one is, so Tara and Emily, do you both come from a similar family upbringing, or are you totally different?
This is Emily. I guess I'll answer that. In some respects, we're similar. Our demographic probably is fairly similar, but I think our family upbringings probably were pretty different. I think Tara probably would agree on the specifics. My mother tended to be probably on the more crunchy side of things in a lot of ways. Not probably. She really is that way. She's scientific but crunchy. And I grew up in a really small town, stayed in kind of the same place for, you know, most of my life, actually, until I was in my 40s, and I think Tara had a very different experience coming up.
Tara?
Yeah, I lived in larger metropolitan areas most of the time, either in the outskirts of Philadelphia or in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, so I was always surrounded with a much larger, a bigger place in general. I had many more resources. My parents, neither of them went to college, and I was sort of in this weird, we were sort of a quasi blue collar family living in a white collar ish area. So it was a kind of a weird thing. But there's a lot of overlap as well, if nothing else, just like she said, demographically, we have a lot of similarities. And we both grew up, well, Emily grew up completely in Texas, and I grew up probably my most formative years were in Texas.
Wow. So kind of a little bit different. I mean, yeah. So let me ask you, I'm going to just kind of like, I always go right from the back to the front. That's how I work. But spanking, give us the pros and cons on your chapter on spanking. And let's start with Emily.
Actually, I'm going to kick that one over to Tara, if that's okay.
Oh, Emily, you don't want to handle that one?
You know, don't do it. But Tara, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we both split up different sections. So there are certain things that Emily knows much more about it than I do, and I happen to write the section on spanking, so I think that's why she's speaking over me.
Okay.
I guess the good news about spanking, if I can say this, is that if your child is spanked by you very rarely and periodically with just sort of the simple swat, they're probably not going to grow up to become mass murderers, as some people might try to convince you. But that doesn't mean that it's a completely harmless activity, form of discipline. The most important thing to know about spanking, which surprises a lot of people, and some people actually refuse to believe it, is that it's simply not effective. It really doesn't work. The first one or two times you do it, it might work, but that effect wears off very quickly. So it's the least effective of the disciplinary methods, and it's associated with a lot of other risks, especially related to escalation. It's not that every person who spanks their child is going to become, a child abuser, but there are times when it's harder for certain families to draw the line. And so if you have a child that is quite a handful, is very challenging, then you might be inclined, if you don't have other tools in your toolbox for helping shape their behavior to what you believe is appropriate, then you might it might escalate to an extent where you don't really know what else to do, basically. And it won't help. It'll just kind of worsen the situation.
Wow. You know, what's interesting is I had a gentleman on my show years ago. I would love to have him back on. He whispered to his kids when he got mad at them. And I was like, what? Like, and he goes, yeah, I whispered. I was like, I'm really disappointed in you. And, and he said it was like the hugest. They were like, oh, God, my dad's whispering. He goes, I could be yelling, but I would, and they really, really disappointed, and I really think we need to sit down and talk about it, and he had this whole philosophy on how that worked for his kids. They were like, you're not gonna whisper again, are you? I just think it's all about how you follow through with things and how consistent you are with your with your family upbringing. So but that really worked for him, and afterwards I thought, God, I get it. I mean, because sometimes we lose our temper, and believe me, that doesn't work, right? I mean, we're just out there, and our kids are like looking at it like, oh, she's lost it now, right? So yep. I love that you guys both kind of took different chapters to go on. And so, Tara, of all the things that you studied to write this book, what was your favorite topic?
My favorite topics were actually the hardest topics, with one exception. Probably my very favorite topic was vaccines, because it's something that
I
writing about health and science in the first place. And I just really enjoy writing about it and helping people understand them. And then the other two sections that were very difficult, because they involved more research and more picking through of the research than anything else, were on alcohol and pregnancy and bed sharing and co-sleeping. They're both very, very complex, and the studies are not straightforward.
Okay. So what did you find from vaccine? What was your total consumption of that?
Of which one, I'm sorry?
Vaccines.
Well, vaccines is probably, I don't know if it's the absolute in the book, but of everything that we covered, it's one of the very few that has the clearest evidence base, which is that the benefits of vaccines vastly outweigh the risks. They're not risk-free, but the risks are very, 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 very rare, whereas the protection that you get against diseases is a pretty substantial benefit, since most of, our vaccines are only, we only pour time and money into vaccines that will prevent death and really serious disabilities.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the other?
Well, I could probably tell you, spend an hour on the co-sleeping one, so I'm gonna do the cheap trick and say buy the book. It's a really complex area, and I think it's something you really need to read the assessment of the evidence. The alcohol and pregnancy one came down to, we're not going to find studies that show that having a glass of wine this week and then wait 2 weeks, another glass of wine, you're not going to find a study that shows that kids have like a lower IQ or worse behavioral problems from that. But that doesn't mean that there's no effect. We know based on the the deeper level studies, on animals and on petri dishes and looking at what alcohol is in terms of its chemical properties, that anytime a mother consumes alcohol, that alcohol definitely reaches her fetus. It almost certainly reaches the fetus's brain, and we know that it can damage brain cells. What it actually does when it gets there and how much the damage is hard to say and will depend on a lot of other factors as well, including the mom's diet, whether she's taking other medications, whether she smokes, socioeconomic conditions. There's a lot of other factors that will play a role, genetics, of course. So it just comes down to, if you've had some drinks before you knew you're pregnant, you didn't ruin your child for life. If you're pregnant and you have the opportunity to have some drinks, you're going to have to weigh a little bit of the benefits and the risks there with realizing that you can't guarantee no effect.
Wow. Ladies, do you have any questions? Yeah.
No, but okay. This is fascinating. It's really, really interesting. I applaud you for writing it because it's going to help so many people.
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting, actually a great question, is breastfeeding and alcohol. Are you there?
Breastfeeding and alcohol?
Yeah.
That one's actually a lot different. There's not a lot of evidence that the alcohol, that you have to drink copious amounts of alcohol for your infant to receive enough, but that does, for it to be certain that there was a negative effect, only because the level of alcohol in your breast milk is the same as the level in your blood, which means that it's pretty heavily diluted. It's not sort of the direct line that you get when your infant is a fetus in the womb. That doesn't mean I'm going to say, just go out and drink.
Yeah,
because there are other negative effects, such as your letdown. So the reflex, the milk ejection reflex that lets milk come out, that is hampered by alcohol. So you can still suffer supply issues if you're frequently drinking and trying to breastfeed.
Wow. All right. Well, wow, you ladies did some great thing. I actually, my one daughter just had twins. They're going to be a year old. My other daughter had another baby, and he's going to be 3 months old. Sleep training is a whole new way of looking at it, and everything's changed. I mean, we used to have bumpers on the cribs, and they would sleep on their stomachs. Now they sleep on the backs. You don't have bumpers. I mean, is that some of the things that we're going to find out in your book?
This is Emily. Yeah, we do have information about sort of the sleep hygiene and how it relates to safety and to reducing the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. We have a lot of extensive information about co-sleeping. Tara pulled together that section and really dug into it and came out with some information that probably will be interesting to a lot of readers. And then we did also address sleep training, which is sort of using kind of attempting to use behavioral modification in certain ways to sort of get a child to develop self-soothing on their own after about the age of 4 to 6 months. What we find is that you really shouldn't try to do that kind of intervention. It's not going to be very effective before that time, but when they get to mid to late infancy, what we find is that as much tension as there is around these questions of can you sleep train an infant or not and what long-term effects does it have, there's not a lot of difference in outcome between whether or not the child went through sleep training or was attachment parented all the way through. When they look at long-term outcomes when children are entering kindergarten, so out 4 or 5 years, there's not any difference. And just a huge number of endpoints that they looked at, from whether or not they're attached to their parents, how their behavior is, whether or not they have a positive approach to things. All kinds of outcomes seem very similar between the two.
That's interesting. I know my daughter, for the twins, she uses a noisemaker. She has blackout shades, and they go to sleep. And so of course my daughter with the one doesn't. He just goes to sleep, but it's interesting because, I think that she's learned to have a schedule with them. And so it's all about really, they're crying and I'm like, they're crying. I'm outside the door and mom, they're fine, and 15, it's not even, I think she has a time limit. If it's past 5 minutes, then she, okay, there's something going on. They can't go to sleep, but it's like we were talking about, you kind of know your kids, and you know what they do. And I think that you know, some really great topics in here. Where do we find your book?
That is pretty much, you can find it online at Amazon. You can find it in Barnes & Noble, Tara.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, IndieBound. I know there's, you know, independent booksellers. It's been spotted in a couple at least.
Okay, well, great. And if there's one thing that you could leave us with, a great tip, what would that be?
Should we each do one?
I think
that work?
My biggest tip is don't stress too much. There is no one true way to do most of these things.
Don't stress. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to stress too
much. Yeah. And
easier said than done.
Okay. So that was Emily, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you guys' voice. Now, Tara.
I was actually going to say pretty much the same thing. So if I was just going to build. I mean, that's. Are we?
Don't sweat the small stuff, right?
Well, we weren't giving advice. We're giving people information with the expectation that what works for your family is not necessarily what works for another family, and I think that goes along with the idea that you know, be wary of judging others and dismiss the judgments that you receive from others.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we all need to take ownership of our own families, right?
Advice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, ladies, for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I really appreciate your input. And where do we find your book? Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Okay. All
everywhere.
Right. Well,
okay.
Thank you. I hope that you share our show with everyone.
All right. Thanks. We will. Thank you.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll kind of just talk in here between us. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see. What can we give away? How about some Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill? They've got seafood and freshly made salsa. They're located right here off of Rose Avenue in Oxnard. I'd love to give away a gift certificate. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show for the first main stage performance of 2016. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, playing now through March 20th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This new adaptation received rave reviews in London, and the Rubicon Theater is privileged to present the American premiere. A cowboy and a school teacher represent the two faces of the West, the lawless frontier and the coming age of law and order. Both have to stand up for what they believe in. The production includes voiceovers by Robert Vaughn. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, wow, wasn't this a great show, you guys?
Incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really good info and lots of good things that we're doing. I do want to remind everybody, God, we've got some great events happening. We've got, of course, the California Jazz and Wine Festival. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys will join us there. And that, of course, is April 17th at the Four Seasons Hotel. And, of course, Tom Scott is going to be one of the, the head singer there. But go to californiajazzwine.com to get tickets. And also we've got the Thousand Oaks 40th annual Thousand Oaks Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. That's happening April 24th. And, of course, it's all about the chili. Mm-hmm. How do you guys like your chili? Spicy? What kind of
I like it mild.
Very mild.
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I just made a recipe up the other day, and I used green enchilada sauce, ground turkey, and white beans, and then one onion in there in the crock pot all day. And then I served it over brown rice with the fresh guacamole.
Oh, my God. So can you share? Can you share? Tom, are you spicy?
I like spicy.
Yeah, I'm spicy, too. Anyways, okay, www.chilicookoff.com. And, of course, also, if you're into remodeling, you definitely want to stop by the Westlake Village Inn. And, of course, that is the Caneo Valley Home Remodeling Show coming up. And, of course, that's Saturday, April 16th, 10 to 6. And then, of course, Sunday, April 17th, 10 to 4. So definitely check that out. And, of course, that's westlakehomeshow.com. All right, ladies, can you tell everybody where they find your book?
Absolutely. The book now is on Amazon.
Yeah,
I know, right? It's out there. So you just go on Amazon or on my website, ChristinaNepstead.com, and you should be able to track it down pretty much now anywhere.
There you go. Okay, cool. All right, we are at the end of our show. Thank you, everyone, for being here, and I hope that you do something. You know what? I want to just share something. Give somebody a compliment and love somebody, and that's what it's all about. You're going to get it right back for yourself. Of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. If not us, who? If not now, when? With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And have a really great rest of your weekend.